Today we're saluting trumpeter Joe Wilder. He's one of the living legends in the jazz world, and this year he's been named a jazz master by the National Endowment for the Arts. Joe and I got together for this piano jazz in 2001. Joe, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You've done so many different things, it's hard to know where to start. But you're another musician born in Philadelphia, right?
Right.
There's so many good people.
A lot of them.
Did you come from a family of musically?
My father was a musician. He was until he was about 87 years old.
Really?
Yes. And he started off playing cornet. And at some point he decided he wanted to try the sousaphone. And he tried the sousaphone and fell in love with that. And he studied the sousaphone and played that for many years. And then during the same time, he studied the bass violin. So he played as a doubler for many years in Philly with the local bands and things. Then he finally just settled. When the tuba went out of vogue, he just stuck to the bass violin.
You know, it's fascinating hearing all this stuff, but I'd love to hear you play something. What can we do? And we're lucky we've got wonderful bassists with us today.
That's for sure.
Rufus Reed on bass.
Right.
So we can really sound good together. So
well,
what would you like to do?
Let's try It's You or No One for Me.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
So how did you get, started playing gigs? Did you play some things with your father? Or
I never played with my father because when he played cornet, I was an infant. I didn't even have any knowledge of it. But the reason that I even got any experience at all was because of the nepotism on my father's part. My father was playing with one group, and it was a pretty good group in Philly. And the first trumpet player was a very fine player, highly regarded. And so my father said to me one day, he said, look, I'll take you to work with me and we'll take your cornet. And he said, there are only two trumpets. And he said, there are three trumpet parts on the stock. He said, now you sit there and you listen to these fellows play. And if you think there's something that you can read, then just play, but very quietly. And that way you'll begin to learn how to play with a section or something. And he did this about three times. I think the third time, the first trumpet player saw me coming, and he didn't realize I was as close to him as I was. And he looked at one of the other musicians and said, oh, my God, here comes Wilder with that blame kid again.
Oh, dear.
It hurt my feelings at the time, but then later on, I realized what he was talking about.
But that
I must
was
have been
obviously a great help to you doing that. So I don't know where to start. You've done so many things. I mean, what do you do mostly now? Are you doing sort of a variety of gigs?
Well, I've been playing with the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah. For several years.
Pardon me while I bow.
We don't keep that. We're not that busy, but we do things, a number of concerts every year. And last year, the whole month of July, we were in Europe. We started out, as a matter of fact, in Istanbul, Turkey, and we're all over the place, in Spain, France, Italy. It's something worthwhile.
Yes,
know,
it is.
Very good.
Well, what are we going to play? We ought to do another one.
How about It's Easy to Remember?
Oh, I love that tune, too.
That's a nice tune.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, Joe, I was thinking, isn't it hard to be a jazz player and then turn around and have to play classical music? Is that difficult?
Yeah, I think most of it has to do with your frame of mind. When you're playing, if you're playing jazz, for the most part, there's a lot of discipline that's required, but you also have more leeway in deciding the way you want to interpret something and play it. Whereas in classical music, you're generally required to adhere to whatever is written before you and the dictates of the conductor. So that it can be a little disconcerting. I always found that I could do better playing classical and then after that going to play jazz than playing jazz and then going immediately into something classical, because I just didn't seem to be keyed up for it the way it was. Someone like Wynton Marsalis does it impeccably, but at the time that I was doing it, I wasn't doing it on that same level, but I always found it harder to go from the jazz thing into the classical than from the classical into the jazz, because I could just sort of relax and say, well, here it is, whatever I want to do, I can do.
Yeah, that's true. I can see why that would be, because that's what's so wonderful about jazz. You can take any tune and make it
the freedom
go,
of expression,
freedom of expression, which is what I always found playing classical music. I guess I didn't like having to observe all the markings and the tempo.
Right.
And I mean, it's nice and all that, but it's an entirely different thing.
Right.
But I guess you get, undoubtedly, you're very versed at doing both things.
Yeah, but, you know, in the statement I made, I don't mean to imply that in concert music you don't have any freedom, because actually you do in many instances. My interpretation of a certain phrase in a well-known composition might be different from yours, and yet you'll be adhering to the music that's written, but it's just maybe you prefer to play it a little slower, a little softer, or a little louder, or whatever, and you can create some nuances, and you do have that freedom. But,
well, that's something, at least.
That's true. That's true.
Well, we're going to have a lot of freedom with this next tune.
Okay.
We can do what we want, and I love this tune by Irving Berlin, How Deep Is the Ocean?
Oh, that's a fine tune.
It's a good tune, isn't it?
It is.
Well, let's be free.
We'll get into the measurements.
Get into the measurements, okay. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.